from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
And he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. And it ends up touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley. The legend of Josh Rosen.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State. Jalen Watts Jackson. And he scores on the last play of the game.
It's Optional. Happy Wednesday that it is outside. Hope everybody's good today. We are rolling along, talk sports, figuring out all the trade rumors, getting things down here at the network. We're here, and we're going along. The weather outside is just as bad as Tennessee basketball's offense was last night. But they get the win, 24 straight at home, beat Vanderbilt, hold Vanderbilt to a... That was bad. It barely scored any points last night, and that goes to show you what Tennessee's defense was able to do. Finally able to clamp down. I thought they played good. They held Saban Lee in check, Naismith as well. Chatou, not particularly playing up to potential in my eyes, but Tennessee gets the win last night. Rick Barnes had a lot of things to say post-game. To my right, filling in, doing his job in the Triple A's, trying to make his way up to the major leagues, is Ben Lee. Hey, Ben, good afternoon.
How's it going?
It's good. How was your previous job? Did it suck before you had to come into this job?
The previous 3 hours, they were all right. You know,
right.
I kind of got thrust into these trade conversations. I hadn't requested anything, so it was one of those situations where it was, you know, just kind of dropped in my head by ownership.
Right. It happens.
But, you know, I'm excited to see where I end up. As a team player, I'm just
right
here to build the Fox Sports Knoxville brand.
You're like Brandon.
Yeah. It's like almost like if John is the highest rated voice in Knoxville.
Whoa.
Then I guess that's like LeBron, and that would make me,
give me six
Anthony
more
Davis,
months,
right?
I mean,
guess you're Kyle Kuzma.
That makes me like Kyrie,
Michael Beasley?
I don't know.
Just trying to get shipped
out. If you're already playing with
you're
LeBron.
You're like Marquez Callaway.
If I can get this.
No language. No language. We're not using any language today.
I missed. What is Marquez Callaway like getting traded?
No, I'm just saying he's the outside performer that comes in, has the streak downfield every now and then. You know, he's a big play guy. Brandon, you are my Ty Chandler and Tim Jordan. You know, you're my running back. You can get through the holes quick. You can pound right through it. You can, you know, make some teams pay for it.
Have been known to do that.
Okay. And I will be anybody but Garantano. So, you know, just name it.
Would
up.
You rather be Garantano or the offensive line or front line?
I would take front line. I battle off all the Hogwarts
maybe
and
not,
everything.
Maybe not Tennessee's.
The what? The Hogwarts?
It's a school. It's not even a... Like if you're gonna name like something,
I thought Hogwarts was
maybe if you were referencing like a condom, for example, you could be the front line.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Off
okay.
The Hogwarts.
All right. Enough of that. Okay. No. No.
We're talking about pounding through some. <we're,
laughs> I thought Hogwarts was.
Have you not seen Harry Potter?
Have
no.
you not read or seen any of the movies?
No.
Are
I'm
you
not.
Serious?
I'm not watching Harry Potter. No.
Why?
I'm just not.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Okay, no.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me just turn my back on one of the biggest franchises
okay,
in the history
no,
of the world.
We're not going there today
they
on my
made
movie
a
choices.
Theme
what
park.
Do you mean? Like,
they
there's
made
a whole
theme park
there's
about
a, like,
it.
You never watched Batman? You never been to
yes,
Six Flags?
I've definitely watched all the Batman. I've seen every Batman.
I mean, like, there's a whole there's a whole amusement
Universal
park.
Made Harry Potter World.
Several. Okay, well, every Universal park has a Harry Potter exhibit at this point.
I don't care. I was never a part of it.
Is it because your parents thought it was like witchcraft? Were you one of those kids?
No, my mother thought Scooby-Doo was the devil.
Harry Potter's the devil.
She yanked us out of Scooby-Doo when I was like 10 years old thinking it was the devil.
Thinking Harry Potter's the devil.
Okay. That black magic.
All right,
is somebody, that your mom calling you mad right now?
Somebody from San Diego.
Don't talk about me like that.
Absolutely. Hey, tonight. Do you know what tonight is?
Wednesday.
Tonight is UNC versus Duke. Tickets going for $2,700 right now.
To get in. Not even good seats.
No.
To be fair, Cameron Indoor is so small that there's probably not many bad seats there. I've never been, but it's tiny as opposed to TBA.
I think my little brother went to a Duke game once. I think I remember him going up there. But no, that's tonight. Everybody can get excited for UNC versus Duke. If you don't, you're not really a college basketball fan. Two blue bloods going at it. So that'll be fun tonight. Last night was very interesting. Tennessee gets the win. Kentucky gets the win. Now Reed Travis. Now he took there was a little spill right in front of him. Rolled up on his knee. He's got a sprained knee. They say he's going to be out 2 weeks, which would line up right to the Tennessee game here in Knoxville.
He'll be back.
Well, yeah, he'll be back, and he'll probably be playing 100%, and he'll probably drop 20 that night. That's just kind of Tennessee's luck. So that'll be next weekend. We'll watch and see the diagnosis on him. I'm sure they'll run some MRIs and everything once they fully get back to Lexington, Alabama. Dropped another game last night. Avery Johnson is starting to feel the fire a little bit in Tuscaloosa. They dropped one at Texas A&M, too. You can't drop a game at Texas A&M. They're just playing bad basketball. So I found that surprising. Vanderbilt, like I said, they've got work to do. They just have work to do. And you know what? I honestly think Tennessee is going to be just fine when it comes to basketball. After watching these guys, offense has just been off. The last couple games. I mean, this is a squad that has the talent, that has the guys that can dribble, drive, and kick out. Shots just aren't falling right now. It's not going to last forever. So, I go to you guys. Did y'all watch the game last night?
The Tennessee-Vanderbilt game?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I watched Tennessee-Vanderbilt
game. Okay, I would love your thoughts on it.
We played like dog crap.
Okay.
Still got the win.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I got excited when Lamonte came out and hit those first two threes because, like, the going thing.
Yeah, that's true.
The going thing in my house is when Lamonte hits the first one, we look at each other, we say, oh, it's on.
Right.
Because when he hits that first one, especially it's the right wing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that the south goal or whatever? Yep. That right wing on that goal just cash every time.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who's in his way. And, like, he's falling out of bounds. He's getting hit.
Yeah.
So, like, when that happened, I was like, okay, the route is on.
Because he had the four-point play as well in the first half.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, the route is on. The boys are back. Right. Feeling good. But then we kind of got in the second half, and it got sloppy again. And, like, Bones turning the ball over. It was like, I think at one point it was like, there was about 10 minutes left in the second half. We had four turnovers already.
Yep.
It was like we were just
– and like 8 points.
Sloppy. Yeah. It was just sloppy. Like, Alexander's playing weak. I don't know what's going on there.
When Barnes comes out at the postgame and says
– says everybody's
Alexander's
injured.
Back to himself, though.
Yeah. And then he comes out yesterday or maybe today and said, like, everybody's a little bit banged up. We just haven't talked about it.
Yeah, that was last night. So, here's where I get the best Rick Barnes quotes. Is I hang out after the game. I go over there and hang out around the table where they do Bob Kessling. Bob Kessling's a good buddy of mine. So I hang out with whatever. I hang out right there where they do the coaches show after the game. You're going to get a lot more from Rick when he's comfortable in the setting talking to Bob Kessling than you're going to do in the back with the media trying to drill stuff out of him. So he was calling. He said, yeah, we've been dealing with injuries for the last few weeks. He didn't bring that up in the post-game news conference.
Yeah.
He brought that up with Bob because he felt comfortable. So that's where I get most of the, you know.
You just hang around and steal it.
Well, no, it's not stealing. It's just he's saying to – I think it's neat how Tennessee does it where they do a postgame show and they have fans that can come down. They've been doing that forever.
For years, yeah.
But they can come down and listen to Rick Barnes' comments or whoever's coaching's comments after the game. And that's kind of where you get the best stuff because it's off-candor. You know what I mean? He just talking.
Yeah.
So that's what he was saying last night. He thought Kyle Alexander – had a good performance. I would agree on the defensive side of it. It was bad, though, Brandon, last night because Lamonte Turner was the leading rebounder for Tennessee with 5.
It was bad because they'd come off a loss, and you'd think they'd come back and respond, and they did the opposite. They haven't faced much adversity all year, and if that's how you're going to respond to it, I mean, that's not good.
No, I mean,
that's a warning sign, to say the least. I mean, maybe – I don't know.
They were getting open shots, though.
And they missed them, which they did against Kentucky, too. It happens
in basketball, man.
It does, but scoring 58 points against a winless in the SEC Vanderbilt team is terrible, especially coming off a loss to Kentucky. You're at home. All right. I mean,
also
I'm not
holding them in the 40s.
Not
though.
Saying to not because Vanderbilt's terrible. Yeah, but Vanderbilt can
they
hold
put
themselves
up 70 some odd points against Florida.
Florida's not good either.
Well,
I mean,
we played decently defensively. We've been struggling on offense, and we just got to get out of this slump. Like Jordan Bowden is in some sort of slump where I don't know if he just doesn't have his confidence anymore, or if
he's having a hard time finding the goal, and especially the dribble drive.
And, people are just, teams are kind of seeing, okay, this isn't just some, low 3-star from Knoxville that, wanted to play basketball at Tennessee. This is actually a pretty damn good shooting guard. Probably need to lock him up. When he gets on the floor now, he gets a primary defender. It's not just a guy off the bench anymore.
I agree. I thought Admiral played pretty well last night. Still some shots that he was missing. I thought Grant, he has another double-double last night, so I thought he played well. Look, there are things that can work on, but also I agree with Coach Barnes when he said, look, we played 3 games in 6 days. Man, we're just tired. And you can tell that second half they were dragging bad. So they get today off. Tomorrow they'll get back in the gym. Friday afternoon they'll get on a plane and head down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and get ready for the Tigers for a very big game, 12 o'clock Eastern time here, 11 o'clock locally in Baton Rouge. So either you can get the win out of you and be excited for the rest of the day, or you can stop by John Reed's house for a big party and just get absolutely annihilated. It's up to you.
Well, I'm planning on doing either one, depending on win or loss.
I'm not on the list yet.
Well, I'm not either, but I think I might. I think... He might forget and text the Talk Sports group message that I'm still in.
You have to send me that.
And so if he slips up and he forgets and he sends it to that message to me and Cody, I'm gonna slide through.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes sense because I'm still yet to receive the text message with the address.
Some serious FOMO over there.
We'll see if I'm actually in town. I don't know yet. Maybe
FOMO.
I'll go down to Atlanta and watch Cuz race. I don't know yet.
He has not sent out the address yet. He's holding out.
Well, hopefully when he gives out wristbands tomorrow to the party that I'll get one. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. Vol football. Got Nick Bromberg joining us at 2:15. Bubba Wallace will join us at 1:30 today. It's optional. We're on Fox Sports in Knoxville. Okay, it's optional. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville, and we're watching the SEC Diving Championships, and I have to tell you, this is the most interesting thing I've seen today. Can I also say, how does that little bitty towel that they have, you used to have when you go to swim clubs, the little towel that dries you up but then instantly dries back, how does that completely dry your body? I don't get it. What's the purpose for it?
I mean the little,
No, it's not. It's literally little. It's like a dish rag.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Watch before. Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah, all
on
you
here.
Guys listening at home, watch.
We're taking your phone calls, too. 865-546-8200.
See, that's impressive.
Okay, so we're watching that.
They're maybe 3 feet above the water. This girl just cranked out a triple flump flip.
Absolutely. So it continues to roll on.
But now I see the towel that you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. So after here in about 15 minutes, Bubba will join us. We'll talk a little bit of NASCAR. We're going to talk his hobbies. We'll talk Tennessee football, basketball. I'm sure he keeps up with it a little bit, as much as he can. Any kind of communication that I have with Bubba is like trying to talk to an extraterrestrial alien every now and then. That came out wrong, completely wrong.
Yeah.
I tried to get that one going.
Extraterrestrial.
Guess what I found out guess what I found out? On the local Knoxville scene, I found out that the Millen Mine, the venue,
yes,
is very cool, by the way.
Love the Millen Mine. Been there for two concerts.
And then also the Bijou.
The
Bijou Theater.
Bijou.
You got a lot to catch up
on. The Dijon.
I swear to God, I thought it was Bijou.
You got a lot.
I thought
There's
it was
no
Bijou.
R.
I thought it was Bijou.
You have a lot to catch up on.
Well,
for a while.
If these trade rumors keep coming through, I'll probably be hearing a lot of it.
I didn't realize how awesome looking the Bijou is.
Bijou
Theater is. They have a couple of great shows coming up soon. So
put some respect on Knoxville.
I'm excited. I love Knoxville. I love this town. But I have to, you know, it's getting interesting. I get involved in these back and forths with people. And
so what's going on with the Millen Mine and the Bijou?
There's a couple of great shows coming soon.
Who?
Walk the Moon's coming. Okay. Switchfoot's coming. Good,
I like
good band. Yeah,
I like Switchfoot.
Yeah. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
I love that one song.
Okay. Well,
Tennessee.
Oh God. Okay. Jeez.
You don't like Tennessee?
Yeah, I like it. I like
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
It's a great song. It was better when they recorded the live album. I was there at the Ryman.
I was born here. I was raised here. And I'll make
right.
my grave here. It's
right.
home.
Johnny Swim.
Kind of makes me come
hey,
to tears.
Johnny Swim and Need to Breathe are coming.
Okay, I like Need to Breathe. Don't know who Johnny Swim is.
Oh,
but yeah,
Johnny Swim. Okay.
Tennessee by Drew, by Drew Holcomb. Makes me cry, really.
It's a great song.
Not gonna lie, they put out. Did you see the music video when they did across like all of Tennessee? They
yeah,
had Knoxville and Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh man, beautiful.
Well, you know he's from Knoxville, right?
Yeah, of course.
He went to UT.
Yeah, like.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. Like, I watched that music video, and I'm not gonna lie, I was actually brought to tears. I was sitting there, I was getting a little choked up, and you know, my girlfriend at the time, she's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, look at his beautiful music video."
Did you?
You know who I want to see come back and see in concert? The Dirty Govnas.
Dude, they were
the
awesome.
Dirty Govs.
You should.
Baby.
You should.
What
get,
is this? Polestar.com?
You should have tried to go to the New Year's concert. At the Millen Mine.
Hey, okay.
Maybe
the Dirty Govnas.
So
love them. My brother was actually in them when they first started.
I'm about to rip y'all's heads
that's
off.
A,
you
that's
started
a cool
this.
Fact.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
My brother was the bassist in the Dirty Govs when they first started.
Were you really?
Yeah, and then he decided.
Wayne Chisholm's been
oh,
in the music
Coheed
video
and Cohibris tonight at the Millen Mine.
Never heard of them.
You
is that like a special on a food, or is that like someone?
Y'all never heard of them?
Anyways, my brother was the bassist in the Dirty Govs
That's
for
awesome.
For like the first like 6 months to a year they started up, and then he was an idiot and decided to go to college and went to Eastern Kentucky.
You hate to see it.
Went to Eastern Kentucky, and they decided they were like, you know what? Yeah, we're good. We're just gonna play music. And they got big, like immediately, like that summer. That album, I think it was "Baby We Were Young."
Yep,
went
with their
huge.
Who the hell are we talking about?
The Dirty
Govnas.
Okay, I don't care. All right,
you've
moving
never
on.
Heard of the Dirty Govnas?
Moving on. We'll talk about them later on.
You'll love them.
Couple,
I'm show
I'll
you the
look
break.
Them up tonight.
I'll show you the break.
A couple news items that have come out. GSP is set to announce his retirement from the UFC. Any surprise from you guys?
About time.
He came back for one fight, and now all of a sudden he is right back out.
Yeah, I'm not shocked at all.
It bothers me a little bit that he wouldn't accept the Khabib fight.
I don't know who this is.
You don't know who George St. Pierre is? Good God.
See, okay. that's the thing coming from...
Okay, no. Okay,
coming
that's
from my show over here, it's going to be a little bit different.
It happens.
You know? Like, I don't
did
know
you,
fighting.
Okay, did you hear ex-Gophers coach Jerry Kill's comments about PJ Fleck?
No.
He goes, do I root for the Gophers? I do. Do I enjoy him running up and down the sidelines? No. Do I think he's about the players? No. He's about himself.
Oh, wow.
And it continue on. He goes, I took it personal. This is whenever he took the job, PJ. I took it personal. You just don't treat people who have helped your career that way. And you don't even talk to them once you get the job. That was pretty bad. It wasn't good. That's the last time and will be the last time that I ever talked to him. Do I still root for him? Yes. Woo-wee! Some tough comments coming from Jerry Kill. We're going to break those down at the end, too. Major Applewhite's taking a job at Alabama. We'll talk about that as well. Butch Jones just sitting down there on his ass collecting checks. Bubba Wallace coming up next on It's Optional. Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's a...
It's Optional Fox Sports Knoxville rolling along here today on this dark and gloomy Wednesday. It feels like Seattle. Now it kind of feels like how my brother feels. It's all good. I understand him. He's been dealing with snow and rain. Ben's up looking for something. I have no idea what he's doing. He's looking for headphones.
Pants.
He has He's looking for his headphones. That's smart. Got to have those when you come on. It's funny. They put a Bubba Wallace video up behind us here in the studio, which is fantastic. We'll have him on here in just a minute. We're going to talk Tennessee football with him. Talk about his routine, everything that he goes through, getting ready for a race. We're going to discuss a lot of things today. I'm excited to have him on, and it's been a long time coming. He's busy, and I understand that. It does happen. So you're hooked in now, correct? You're good to go. Are those your headphones?
These are actually John's headphones that I took real quick.
Are they really?
Is my mic even on? Can I just not hear it?
Okay, good.
Bubba just ignored my call.
Just ignored your call?
We'll try him again.
That's good. I'm glad that he ignored your call.
I hope John doesn't get mad that I took his headphones. I needed them.
No, it happens. So are we ever going to get any sunshine here in the next couple days?
Probably not. I mean,
it's literally every time that I see the rain, it reminds me of where my little brother lives. I've never been there, but it reminds me of Seattle.
Yeah.
It never gets nice here.
Never gets nice here.
I mean, it's
here.
Nice, but I'm saying over the last 8 days, it's
Knoxville
just been
Knoxville is a beautiful city, almost, you know, 365.
Besides Chapman Highway, which is death race.
Besides the week after Florida, where it always rains when we lose.
It happens,
and
man.
Apparently the week after Kentucky basketball, where it rains every day after you lose.
It goes on to the different fact. We're going to get to this Jerry Kuehl stuff, too. Bubba's, I think, ignoring our phone calls, so we'll have him on here in a minute. Your thoughts on – yeah, just call him back in like 2 minutes. Your thoughts on Major Applewhite going from – you know, he leaves Houston thinking he's going to end up with a better job, and now all of a sudden he's stuck on Alabama's now he's stuck on Alabama's analyst staff. How big of a demotion do they have tonight? Yeah, you can call him back now. He's ready. he just take. But how big of a demotion do you think that is from Houston all the way to Alabama's coaching rehab center now?
I mean, is it really? I mean, Houston, upper tier, Group 5 job, obviously, but like, is it really that big of a demotion?
He'll still make a couple mil from Houston.
He'll still be making money, and he'll still probably have a head coaching job in a year, maybe less.
And then Butch Jones kind of screwed over Tennessee by not taking anywhere that would knock into that buyout, which he's smart.
Yeah.
I think he's smart, actually.
Well, yeah.
For not.
Yeah, if he goes and takes a bigger job and gets more money, then he gets less from us.
Right.
And, you know, like, obviously he's still going to get, like, supplemental, but, you know, You want the big payout.
No, I agree with him. So it tends to happen. He'll play out like that. We'll talk more about that, especially with Nick Bromberg at 215. But now we're going to go on. We're going to talk to he's a drummer. He's a – God, that picture's tripping me out behind me. Race car driver and wonderful family member. Bubba Wallace joins me now. Bubba, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
What's up, Trey? What's going on?
Nothing much, buddy. How's your off day going? I know yesterday you were up at the shop and – getting ready to go to Atlanta this week. How's all that playing out for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a short week. We got Atlanta's always a busy one for us. Coca-Cola headquarters is down there, so we go down tomorrow and spend some time with the Coke people, and so looking forward to that. But yeah, everything's good. Old rainy day here in Charlotte, so not much going on.
That's good. Hey, man, so look, people kind of want to know just a little bit, how did you get involved with Tennessee sports? I mean, how did you become a Tennessee fan? I got 3 DMs in the last 10 minutes asking, why are you a Tennessee fan? And I think people would like to know this answer.
Well, I think it was a hazing technique by you and
oh, God.
The family.
Oh, man.
You know, waterboarding, and, you know, I was forced to be a Vols.
So you can go ahead and confirm that Trey isn't actually War Eagle Wallace?
Oh. he for sure is not.
Man, that's some stuff right there, dude. Wow, that kind of played into the bad part of the interview. I didn't think we'd go there. That is interesting. Okay, so Bubba, breaking it down real quick. I know you don't get to go to a lot of Tennessee football games just because of racing schedule and how that plays out during the year, but whenever you do, and sometimes you might have a Saturday to race, like, talk to us about the Tennessee game this past year in Charlotte and everything you did in a span of 12 hours to be able to make it to watch Tennessee play West Virginia.
Yeah, so that was obviously big. We always look at the schedule to figure out if we can make one or two. It's tight now racing on Sundays. You know, we're usually busy on Saturdays. So
we good?
It was nice to be able to get down there. I had qualifying or something at Darlington on Saturday, and as soon as I finished qualifying, I hightailed it up to Charlotte and made it there with a good amount left in the second quarter, so that was nice. But unfortunately, didn't get the result that we wanted, but all in all, it was a good time.
All right, Ben, fire away. Well, okay, so we were talking about this early with the basketball team, Bubba, and my question is, okay, so in your spare time, and you've seen how good Tennessee basketball has been this year compared to, let's say, years past, and now they're looking at it, you know, they were number one in the nation for 4 weeks, and now they're sitting in number five. How much of this team do you actually get to watch, and how much do you enjoy interacting with folks talking about basketball?
It was fun. I think it's a little harsh that we fell all the way back to fifth. I mean, geez, come on.
I know.
That was a little tough there. But it's good to be able to catch some basketball games as well. I was down in Daytona while the game was going on against Kentucky, and some fans, actually a lot of fans, were actually watching that game, and they didn't even have a Tennessee flag or a Kentucky flag up, so it was good to see that. So I'd stop by some fans' motorhomes when they weren't there to check out the game, just sit outside their motorhome and watch. We were touring the campground, so unfortunate loss, but our season's been awesome. A lot of people are asking, have we switched to a basketball school now? And I'm like, looks like it, but I'm not giving up yet on our football program. It's got some work to do, but it's good to see us, you know, back on top in something. I know our basketball program, either men's or women's, has been solid for a numerous amounts of years, but to be number one, it's for a little bit, it was cool. We just got some work to do to get back up top now.
Yeah, but this is Brandon. I got some questions. Admittedly, I'm not as big of a NASCAR fan as I wish I was now that we have you on. But I was going to ask you, like, what is your off-season workout? Like, what do NASCAR drivers do to get ready for the season?
Drink.
And also, like, when you're driving 500 miles, do you, like, zone out ever? Because I drive 20 minutes to work, and I get here, and I don't know how I got here. So do you ever zone out, or are you locked in for the full 3 hours or so of the race?
Well, when you get wrecked out before the first stage ends at Daytona and you and you cruise around for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, it's pretty tough to stay focused.
Right.
You know, I can't say almost, you know, fell asleep, but almost fell asleep at Daytona this year.
Okay, oh, no. Follow-up to that, too.
Uh-oh.
Getting involved in wrecks, like where you do it, driving 200 miles per hour, is it more luck or skill, or is it just kind of just a toss-up, 50-50, as far as avoiding wrecks goes?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, some wrecks, depending on where you're at, I know it's super tough. You know, when people start wadding up cars at Daytona and Talladega or plate races, it's pretty tough to get the car slowed down. But if you have the certain amount of time and you're paying attention to what's going on, then you can avoid it. But sometimes you're just along for the ride and you think you've done everything right and then you get cleaned out. So definitely some skill involved as well. But yeah, you just got to have a little bit of both.
All right, Bubba, you tell us about, like, you got any, like, favorite tracks? Like, is there a favorite place, a favorite city you go to? Like, what's your top dog place to go?
That's tough. You know, I love going out. You know, we go hit the West Coast here next week after Atlanta. We go to Vegas, Phoenix, and California. Those are always fun. Just because it's a different venue. I mean, Vegas is Vegas. It's Sin City. There's everything out there. It's a good time. You stay on the Strip. We usually stay at the Cosmos, so we have a good time there. And then you go to Phoenix, and you get to go hiking and stuff. So I'd say, like, the West Coast is probably the coolest part.
Yeah, Bubba, too, I was going to ask you, like, I heard a Denny Hamlin interview, and they asked him where the worst drivers are in the entire country, and you as well being a professional driver, who better to tell? Where do you think the worst drivers in America are? Since I feel like everyone says their
Alabama.
State. See, everyone says their own state, but what would you say?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go with, you know, people here in Charlotte and Concord, just because when it rains like it is now, they don't know how to drive. And it's like they've never seen rain before, or especially when it's snow, all hell breaks loose. And it's just a madhouse on the streets. So, but I think it's kind of fair for everybody to pick their own state,
right,
just because they're in it every day and they get to witness it. Like our 77 over here in Huntersville to Mooresville on 77 is the worst ever. There's no wrecks. There's nothing. There's just a lot of construction going on, but there's dead stop traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next day. It's ridiculous.
I was going to say, too, how difficult is it for you to drive on the interstate compared to driving 200 miles per hour? How hard is it to drive 55?
Yeah, does that get boring?
Yeah, like, it's got to be boring.
It is. It's very boring. It's tough. Like, I'm super impatient on the roads, and Amanda, my girlfriend, she kind of says it's a turnoff, but I like to get to where I'm going. I don't like to waste time, okay? I mean,
that's a sign of a winner.
If there's a scenario where there's two lanes at a stoplight, there's seven cars in one, and there's one car in the other, which lane are you going to go in? Are you going to stay in the lane that already has seven cars in front of you, or are you going to get over and get behind the car that has one?
That's true.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'm gonna get in the one.
I'm gonna bump the one out of the way with my luck in driving.
I've got one more. If
like
it's okay.
Seven cars, Trey. So that makes sense.
Man, stop it! Don't get up my wreck history, dude. Hey, listen. Okay, so we've seen this community. We've seen Tennessee fans. You know, everybody wants to have a connection with a different sport, and you've kind of seen it. You've seen how Tennessee fans kind of get behind you in everything that you do. And they clamor for it, they want it, and they want somebody to root for. But just how you've grown up with it for so long, and I just kind of like, what's your overall take when it comes to Tennessee athletics? The fun that you've either had over the years, and I know football's been rough, but also to see that support come from fans when it comes to what you're trying to do for a living nowadays, how much does that mean to you and the influences that have become in your life?
No, it means a lot. To have, you know, something outside of your world, your work, something you're passionate about. And, you know, for me, I have a couple things, like you said, drumming and sports, college football, college basketball, Tennessee athletics. And when you start to talk about those things and people see that, you know, they can relate to you and connect with you on those levels, it carries a long way with them. And then they'll start to pull for you. They could not even be a NASCAR fan, but they see another athlete or somebody, a social influencer, you know, cheering for their same collegiate team, it makes sense. Like, oh man, this is cool. So it's always fun, you know, gaining new fans. You know, I'll tweet out. It seems like I'll tweet out a good chunk about, you know, Tennessee athletics, and every other day or every day, it's like, oh, I did not know you were a Tennessee fan. I'm a new fan now. So it's like you're always gaining fans by doing that. So it's important to, you know, always keep your interest and your other passions out there, and let you connect with other people through that.
Bubba, I got asked to ask you this. I'm going to ask you, who's your biggest rival right now? Look, I watched the Gordon Earnhardt documentary the other night. I think I texted the group about it and thought it was pretty cool. But, I mean, if you had to break it down, I know you're buddies with a lot of them, but if you kind of had to break it down, does this thing still fly back to Denny from last year? I mean, are the rivalries that rampant right now in NASCAR, or is it something you guys kind of tame and you handle it in private more or less than on the camera nowadays? You still there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry. I went through a bad spot. You got me?
Yeah, I got you, man. So I was going back.
Yeah.
Did you hear my question?
Yeah, I got your question. I think, you know, right now I have no rivalries. Obviously, you just get through Daytona.
Right. He's going through a bad area.
Yeah,
bad area. No, that's fine. Call him back real quick for me, Brandon.
He's still on.
Here's the real question.
Yeah.
Growing up, who won more fights?
I don't know if he's still on
older
with us right now.
Oh, you're 8 years older
he's
than him?
Still.
Oh, Bubba's still with us. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Don't answer that question about growing up fighting. I don't.
Yeah. I won't talk about the jet ski accident.
Oh.
Whoa.
Dang it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang,
it sounds like we got a story for 145.
Right quick.
Yeah.
Back to the rivalries. I don't have any right now. The biggest rivalry is with myself.
That's true. That's a good one. Did you want to hear that for a minute? Bubba, break down real quick the jet ski story. Ben's clamoring over here to hear this damn thing, and I'm going to have to tell it off air.
Okay, so we're down in Trey's parents' house, my Uncle Robert's house in Alabama, down in Mobile, down in the marsh, and we found, I don't know when we found this.
Your uncle that found it.
Yes.
You just found a jet ski?
No.
Oh.
No. We had jet skis, but like through the marsh, we ended up making this racetrack. And like we're back there riding with alligators and stuff, and it's sketchy. But we ended up making laps, and we brought their boat out there, and the water is like not even a foot deep, and we get the boat out there, and we're all out there having a good time. Have two jet skis, and we're kind of racing. Trey takes off in front of me, and I count to maybe five or six, and then I go. And just because you couldn't really run together because of the wake.
Oh, you were even giving him head starts back then.
Yes, exactly. So I get around this corner, that's a blind corner, and there's Trey sitting there. He had spun out on the jet ski, and I'm coming at him head on. I don't have enough time to turn off, so I hit him head on, and luckily it launches, like it acts like a ramp. I shoot up 40 feet in the air, and I thought I had killed Trey because last thing I saw was him screaming, "Oh, my God!" And so I land, I don't know, maybe 20 yards away, and I land okay, and Trey is off the jet ski, on his back in the water, screaming, "Dear Lord, baby Jesus, he's dead." And I'm like, it's obviously a horrible event at the time. We're freaking out. Jet skis won't run. My uncle and my dad are on the boat, not close to us at all. They had, like I said, in a foot or maybe a foot and a half of water that we're having to get everything out back to the deep end. And so we have to push the jet skis because they wouldn't fire back up. And there's alligators around us, so it's a madhouse. So we get back to the house. We leave that day. Me and my dad go back home, and they go to the emergency room. Man. And Trey has the scratch the size of you rip a dollar bill in half, and the smallest you can make a dollar bill, that's the size of his scratch, okay? And you would think that his leg was amputated.
Wow.
Man, I was scared to death, dude. You came around that corner going at least 35. All of a sudden, I'm standing on top yelling, "Hey, Bubba, Bubba, watch out, watch out." And then the jet ski does hit me. So, and I will have to admit, the jet skis were sold immediately after this traumatic event. Yeah. And that doesn't even take into the fact that when Bubba was growing up, Bubba used to race bandoleros and go-karts. My little brother completely wrecked his bandolero, I think it was, at a racetrack down in Theodore.
Yes, Sunny South. So we just
wreck Bubba's stuff. That's what we do. When he comes in town, we just wreck his stinks.
One last question for you, Bubba.
Ask away.
With all this coming up, with given Trey's driving record in Knoxville, he was here all of 6 days before he got in a wreck because it was raining.
Jesus.
Do you think driving ability is like all genetics? Like, did you hit the genetic, like, inside
lottery?
Straight pull on the river card to pull this out of the hat? Or do you think Trey's just not put in the hours of work that it takes to be a, you know, adequate driver?
I think you definitely have to work at it. Every skill you have to work at. And, you know, Trey works hard at the radio stuff, but the driving just doesn't come natural to him. And I think I'm getting a resume from my uncle, his dad, of how many cars he's wrecked. So it's about 3 pages long right now. So, yeah.
Man, it tends to play out like that, dude. Hey, last couple questions, buddy, and I'll let you go. I know you got a busy day, man. But getting down to Atlanta and getting the, you know, the Daytona, always a tough track. It's always a crapshoot, whoever's going to win that thing. I mean, there were drivers up front that probably shouldn't have been up front running in the top 10, and now all of a sudden, you know, we see how that ending went with Denny winning. But starting off in Atlanta this weekend, man, how much fun do you honestly get to have? You know, when you strap into a race car, and a lot of people don't understand, when you go down there, you're going to work. That's your job, yeah. You know, and it's a lot of fan interaction, and that's a part of it. But how much fun do you actually get to have when you strap in and you sit back and realize what you get to do for a living?
I mean, the King, you know, obviously I race for Richard Petty, so he's got a lot of stories, and he always says, driving, that part is not work. It's the other stuff, the media and entertaining and all that stuff. That's the work. So as soon as you climb in, it's like, ah, finally, I get to relax and go out. And now I'm about to drive at 200 miles an hour, but I can relax while I do that. So, you know, I get to do a lot of cool things, see a lot of cool people, and I love what I do and don't take it for granted. But, you know, getting to drive, there's nothing like it. And actually, I had a lot of fun at this Speedway race before our day, you know, came short. You know, it's just a blast to be able to go out there and put it all on the line for a couple hours, get out, and do it again the next weekend, over and over again for 36 weeks. So it's pretty special.
Last question for you, go out, man. Is it better to watch a race from the stands, or I like to watch it just from the pit where I can pace back and forth? But stands or pit road? If you got to watch a race, and you get to watch some.
Yeah, it's all on what you want to see. It's all on vantage point. Pit road, you get to see up close and personal strategy. You get to see the pit stops and everything going on. So it's up to you what you want to see. If you sit in the stands, you just see the whole race from start to finish. You can see all the wrecks. If you're sitting on pit road, all you see is 5 or 6 seconds of us passing by, and you don't see us again until we come back by the next lap. So it's all kind of what your preference is. Pit road is always where it's a little bit more amped up, a little bit more hyped, just because there's so much going on. There's so many people down there, and you're right there next to the cars. When we come in for a pit stop, it's probably one of the coolest things you'll see.
That's fantastic, dude. You got to get up here and check out a basketball game. Maybe Tennessee will get placed in Columbia, South Carolina. Maybe you can catch out some March Madness here soon. But definitely need to get up here for basketball, or maybe go through the spring football drills again, like you did a couple years ago.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, I need to. I need to work on my my receiving skills, because that was pretty horrible with Josh Dobbs there.
There you go, man. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us, cuz. I really appreciate it, man. And don't forget to text your cousin Kalen back in. Talk to him in 3.5 weeks. Have a great day, buddy. I appreciate you. Thanks for joining us,
buddy. I love y'all.
Bye, buddy. Love you, man. Bubba Wallace, fantastic interview. Always fun. He's just down-to-earth dude, man. It was good having him on, and that was a little inside joke. My cousin Kalen likes to text him a lot, and Kalen will never respond to him. So nice little running joke.
I love inside jokes. One day I hope to be part of one.
You are part of one right now. You just don't know it. Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. Rolling back in here, wrapping up the first hour here. I want to thank Bubba Wallace for coming on with us. I know he was busy today and heads down to Atlanta tomorrow. They do the whole Coke tour and with Pablo Escobar and hang out down there and go to the aquarium and all that good stuff. So appreciate him coming on. He'll have some big news to announce in the next 2 days. Excited for him. Proud of him.
Speaking of the Georgia Aquarium, did you see
Yeah.
Did you see Gunna rented it out for a music video shoot?
Who the hell is Gunna?
It's Gunna.
I don't know who Gunna is. What is a Gunna?
He's a rapper.
Oh. He rented the whole thing out?
Yeah, he rented it out to shoot a music video.
You know how much
if
that
you
would
were looking
cost?
For polar bears, would you go to the aquarium or the zoo?
Oh, here we go. I go to the aquarium.
That's a really good question.
I go to the aquarium.
I would go to the zoo because it's a big animal.
But the polar bears swim, and they might have like ice.
But polar bears
have
are
ponds.
Very aquatic. But the zoo up in Gatlinburg now has a penguins exhibit.
That is true.
So
with
the indoor.
With zoos have ponds and stuff for them to swim around in.
I guess it's the aquarium that's up in Gatlinburg. Yeah.
Not all aquariums have land for a polar bear to live off of, though.
Yeah, but they have polar bear, what do they call it? Not entrapments, but...
Is this a thing? Like, where do polar bears live?
Zoos.
I think they live at the aquarium, the ice-cold aquarium.
Polar bears.
He got on to me because I said that polar bears would be at zoos.
Aquarium.
I am willing to bet right now, without looking at anything, that there are no aquariums.
Most modern zoos and aquariums have come a long way from the concrete cages of the past. Today's zoos house polar bears and well-designed exhibits that include rushing waterfalls, chilled pools, stocked with fish, enormous swimming pools, shallow streams, and natural substrates like grass, mulch, and gravel pits
where bears can dig.
Today's zoos.
Okay, well, it works out even well. A little bit of news coming out of the NBA. Don't really care too much, but I'll go ahead and share it with you guys. Joel Embiid is experiencing a sore knee. He'll undergo treatment involving physical therapy and load management. Damn it. That is the third time I've heard load management. That's what it was. LeBron, when he was out the other, that night, he was playing the Warriors. It was supposed to be a primetime game on Saturday night. And 2 hours for the game, he said he's out for load management. It's like,
that's a good excuse.
Load management?
Yeah. Especially if you're LeBron.
He's been out for like 40 games.
He's been carrying
like
a load
weeks,
on his back for 10 years.
Since he got in the league.
Yeah, he's been carrying a load on his back.
Say back problems.
His back hurts.
Okay. Well,
he's got a load issue.
Sounds like a personal
sounds
problem.
Like you need to go see
he's
your doctor.
He's got
to
unload it.
Oh, it sounds like a personal problem. He needs to fix it then. Hey, real quick, before we go to commercial break, last movie that you've seen, because you know what came out today.
Last movie? Oh, I watched Wedding Crashers for the first time.
Congrats. That's
the
a good
first
one.
First time?
It?
Yeah.
You laughed your rear off, didn't you?
I did. It was very funny. I had never seen it. I don't know why, but like this person I work with, they said they were talking about it, and I was like, oh, I've actually never seen that. And then they used the quote, the crab cakes and football.
Yeah,
that's a drop at the station. I definitely need to watch this movie.
It was a good movie. A Star Is Born comes out digitally today. You can rent Jackson Maine. That was a dang good movie. It's optional. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville.